We have talked about all kinds of senses that are engaged when you're traveling. It's part of the experience of going to a new place, particularly if it's a very different culture from where you live. You know, you hear different, you smell different things, you taste different foods, you obviously hear different languages if you're in a foreign country. Sound is something that I think we sometimes fail to appreciate totally. Jesse and Jonah Marks, however, don't. They are sound engineers, and that's all they do is listen to stuff and notice sound that most of us do miss. They run a company called The Touch of Sound. You can find details at thetouchofsound.com. And they go all around the world collecting sound, and we've got perhaps three, maybe four, if we have time, places. Jesse and Jonah, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Rudy. It's great to be back on the show today.
Okay, now let's start with your first clip is from Rio. And where were you when you collected the sound we're about to hear?
Yeah, this was New Year's Day, and we were at the world-famous Ipanema Beach in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It was packed with thousands of people celebrating the holiday. Some were sunbathing, some were still partying from the night before, but everyone was cooling off in the ocean. This is the middle of their summer there, and it was 97 degrees and humid that day.
Yeah, Ipanema is a pretty wild scene, especially on New Year's Day. Because of the heat, there's just a lot of skin, you know, be it large, small, old, young, man, woman. You know, they really just let it all hang out, but everyone seems to be having a good time.
Let's take a listen to what you guys heard. That sounds like a very crowded beach. And then you have some sound from Vietnam. What's going on in this one?
Yeah, this is actually takes us to our most recent trip in Vietnam, actually sort of more of a daily celebration. We were in Vietnam just last month, and Buddhism is a major religion in the region. And it's not uncommon to come across, you know, altars with the offerings of food and beverages to Buddha, but especially the chanting of the monks at the pagodas. And we were in the city of Hue, the beautiful city of Hue, which is the former imperial capital located in the center of the country, and we got this sound.
Yeah, it does. You know, and to the point of what you do is this sound puts you back in that place in your mind and in your heart. You know, it brings it back, particularly the chanting of monks like that. That is fabulous. Mexico City.
Yeah, absolutely. In Mexico City, any holiday celebration will center around the Zocalo, or the main square. The area is surrounded by gorgeous colonial architecture, and to me, the most dramatic building is the Metropolitan Cathedral.
Yeah, it was just this spring we were exploring, you know, the massive metropolis that is Mexico City, and this is actually one of our all-time favorite sounds because the bells of the cathedral are still rung by hand, and they really echo out above the events and celebrations that happen in the city center.
Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Yes, and I know the Zocalo. I know that square there, and the traffic goes around it. And yeah, it is a very busy center of town. What, you know, besides sharing these, which we're grateful for, besides sharing these clips for us, what do you do with these sound clips that you collect?
Well, really, it's just a curated gallery that, along with us and what is actually a growing network of contributors, we're just working hard to spotlight the world in a unique way and really inspire other people to do the same.
So you invite other folks to contribute to your site?
Absolutely, yeah. We encourage it. As much as we'd love to be the ones traveling everywhere and collecting everything, as you know, as much as anybody, it's a wide world out there, and it's good to have a helping hand.
If you would like to contribute some sounds you might have collected on a trip, go to thetouchofsound.com. That's where Jesse and Jonah Marks keep their curated. So do we have time for one more? We're about to hit the bed. Jesse and Jonah, we got to say goodbye, but thank you for reminding us how important sound is.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
Sound engineers Jesse and Jonah Marks, their website again is thetouchofsound.com. And if you collect sound while you travel and you find something that reminds you and brings you back to that place, we'll be sure to go to thetouchofsound.com and add it in there.